And finally, it's time for our gene of the month, and this time it's Cerberus. According to Greek mythology, Cerberus is the infamous Hound of Hades, the multi-headed guard dog responsible for watching over the gates of hell and making sure none of the naughty people get out. Because, fairly obviously, who would want to try and break in? So it's no surprise that this big bad dog is the inspiration for the name of a gene that can induce extra heads, hearts, and livers in frog tadpoles. The story starts with researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles, who noticed a particularly abundant messenger RNA in developing tadpoles, messenger RNA being the message that's produced when a gene is read. When they purified it and injected it into frog embryos, they saw strange double-headed creatures, and some with duplicated organs too. That was back in 1996, and since then, scientists have found versions of Cerberus in many other organisms, including mammals. And while altering Cerberus activity isn't enough to grow animals with extra heads, it does seem to be very important for proper development of the head and heart, and also for setting up the differences between the left and right sides of the body. In keeping with the hellbound theme, when Japanese researchers discovered a new gene related to Cerberus in fish, they named it Charon, after the mythical Greek boatman who ferries dead souls across the river Styx to their final destination in Hades. And a version of Cerberus in chickens is known as Caronte, the Italian name for the same character. I don't know if it's strictly true to the story, but I do like to imagine that he has extra-large pockets full of dog biscuits for Cerberus's multiple mouths. That's all for now. I'll be back next month with all the latest news from the world of genetics. Until then, if you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through our Naked Scientist Facebook page or by tweeting me at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is on iTunes and online at thenakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll be back next time for another peek inside your genes.